DP Sithu on Texans Radio. Joining me today, Danielle Manning. How's it going today, Danielle?
Great, great, great.
All right, you're back in Houston. You spent most of the offseason in Cincinnati. Is it different coming back to your same team, but everybody else is different as far as coaching and whatnot? What's that been like for you?
Yeah, the obvious thing is, you know, with different coaches and things like that. But the nature around here is totally different. The work ethic that these guys bring is fun, it's exciting, and everybody has bought in. Since I got back, I mean, it was just like that from the beginning. Everybody was just on page. Everybody's in tune what's going on and enjoying it, you know. So it's been real fun around here.
I mean, not many guys like you have that opportunity where you're with a team, you leave, you come back, and then it's the same team, but everything else is different. Was that the hardest part of acclimating? Because everyone just thinks, all right, Danielle Manning's back. He'll just slip right in. You had to really work your way back into the lineup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I had to get adjusted to, I mean, the scheme around here. And when you've been playing, I've been a starter in this league for 8 years. This is my ninth season, but 8 years. And it's different coming in, trying to find your role exactly where they want to put you. You've always been the starter, so you had to come in and spot play or role play some spots. And it wasn't so much difficult. It was just getting used to it.
Now, the one role that you have really stepped into is the return man, which is something that we didn't really see too often before. Right. That was like on special occasions. And now you're doing it with more regularity. What's that been like for you, and how much do you enjoy that part of your job?
It's still fun. I still love going out there and getting returns. Most time, DBs are not the guys that you think about that can return balls. And I kind of pride myself on that. It's frustrating at times, you know, haven't quite got the big runs or a spark for the team like I want to. But, you know, you just keep chipping at it. I think it'll come through.
You had one good return Sunday against Cincinnati. Unfortunately, team wasn't able to convert on it, about 23 yards. But right. I looked up some stats on you, and I don't know if you know this, but you currently hold the NFL record for the highest postseason kickoff return average, 35.8 yards, among players that have at least 10 or more returns in the postseason.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that a few times.
You read
the paper, yeah. But I try not to, you know, it's for me, it's week to week. And I try to do the best I can. It's all about the team, and I'm always trying to put especially the team on offense in great position. And that's one reason why I like, since I don't contribute to offensive plays, I feel like special teams is my shot to do it.
The one thing that you really do, and I heard this a lot about you even after you'd left, was that some of the young guys still kept in touch with you. You really have that veteran presence or leadership. And the one guy that mentioned it to me, I remember for sure, was DJ Swearinger. Mm-hmm. Even after you left, he said that he would still text you and try to get advice from you.
Right.
How much do you like that role? And is it strange when you've left a team and a former player is still texting you?
It wasn't strange because, like I said, I left a relationship with these guys. You know, I have relationships with friends scattered all around the league, and I'm, you know, where they go to different teams or they're not playing anymore, retired. It's about relationships with me. And then again, when you're playing somewhere else or if you're not playing, guys told me whenever they're done, they leave back some tips and, you know, things of how to play the game, and they feel like they're living vicarious through those players. So that's kind of cool.
Now, who did that for you when you first came into the league?
Well, the first person was one of my cousins, Ricky Manning. Ricky Manning Jr., who played with me in Chicago. He taught me a lot about that. We also played the same position at one point. So it was some love, and it was still some competition there.
Okay.
But it helped out, and he told me some.
So you and your cousin were both together in Chicago at the same time?
Right.
Competing for the same spot?
Right. Well, I came in as safety, and he was nickelback and corner.
Okay.
And maybe my third season, and his probably sixth season in the league, we were both playing at the nickelback position. So there was a little competition right there. And I think by the time the season started, they ended up letting him go, and I ended up playing that position.